Okay. I apologise if I've a bit been overbearing, but I'm happy to meet with you and have a chat about that.
And John Carl, who's of course also a GP, let's have a quick word on this topic.
Cathy, I think you do a great job in what you're doing. It is a complex issue. You know, mental health is difficult, complex, and there isn't an easy solution to it. It's like educational underachievement. It's complex, it's problematic, and there's not a silver bullet that will solve the problem. I think in mental health, there is one definite glaring gap in Belfast, and that is a safe place for people who feel like they can't take any more. They need somewhere safe where they can go, be observed, supported, and helped for 2 or 3 days until the crisis passes. That is a crying need that we really need to have. But I think the community organisations such as yours and such as East Belfast Community Counselling that started up in Ravenscroft Avenue and other community groups provide a really valuable resource. They have been funded in the past, and it is crucial that they continue to be funded, because when it comes to mental health, you need several different groups, agencies, approaches working together to help people.
Okay, thank you. And very, very briefly, because time is against us. Hang on a moment. Could we just a quick word, Michael?
One of the major problems I come across, particularly in this issue, I'll give you one example. A girl tried to take her own life on a Friday night by hanging herself. Went to hospital. They would admit her. They gave her cream. She went home. She tried again the next time. She could not receive treatment, because when she went to get the psychiatric treatment, they said, "Your underlying fundamental problem is addiction. Go and get the addiction sorted out first, and then come back and see us." She tried 3 more times. Inside about 2 weeks. There's just no recognition. And another thing I very firmly believe in is spoken therapies. And it's also not being helped by the current transfer of people from incapacity benefit to ESA. I did 7 cases in one day, and every single case there was not 1 point awarded for the mental health indicators. And I won every single case on the basis of mental health indicators, and the evidence upon which the flawed first decision was taken was exactly the same. So there's something wrong, that people are being put through a system that says you can go away and live on nothing, because no one can live on nothing. And it's affecting the very weakest in our society, and it's nothing short of a scandal.
Now, there's a gentleman waiting over with a microphone. And then shortly after that, we will have to wrap it up, because we have to return the hall to the school fairly shortly. So anyway.
Thank you, Mark. This is probably a relatively short question. It does require a longer answer. But it's interesting tonight. We've been talking a lot about cutbacks to education, cutbacks to health, cutback to benefits and welfare. And yet today, the European Union has awarded a large grant to the regeneration of the Maes Long Cash site for the new Conflict Resolution Centre. Can the panel tell us the justification for having somewhere that looks at conflict resolution and the greater regeneration of the Maes Long Cash site?
John O'Dowd.
Economic investment, jobs, moving forward, dealing with the past, dealing with the conflict, building a new future. All those reasons are why the Long Cash Maes site should be developed. And the European Union made their own assessment and judgments on the investment of that £18 million. They have been here, and the First and Deputy First Minister's office have been working with them very closely. But it's about building a new future, dealing with the conflict of our past, and making sure we never make the same mistakes again.
Sammy Douglas.
I've had some discussions with the Strategic Investment Board. I think they're doing an excellent job, but I would certainly concur with John in that that's an excellent opportunity, a bit like the old gasworks, as it were, which now is thriving with a whole lot of businesses. I think that site's an excellent site, not just for job creation, but particularly in terms of tourism, because people would come over to Northern Ireland and would want to come to see that. I mean, if you look at the Holocaust in the past and the number of people that would go to remember that and to say that never again, I think that's the sort of statement that we want to be saying to people. Never again do we go back into the conflict that we had in the past.
Michael Copeland, in the Assembly, your party wasn't entirely convinced by the Conflict Transformation Centre, I think, back in October.
That would be right. I personally said, look, grief and memory are very, very personal things. And the week that was discussed, I had gone to a house on the Donegal Road occupied by an 86 and an 85-year-old man and woman who had been robbed 5 times in about 3 months. Their entire life savings gone. I went to the house on Saturday, because it's the only time I get to do it, and hanging behind the door was a photograph of their son and a chief constable's commendation where this little old lady had been in a post office when some hero of whatever particular illegal organisation was representing came in with a gun to rob the post office, and she had him wear a shopping bag that contained a tin of soup, rendering him unconscious, and she got a chief constable's commendation. Beside that was a photograph of her son, who was a prison officer who was murdered for doing nothing more than his job. They were living in a house with a boiler that was broken, that couldn't be fixed, and they couldn't afford to heat the house. And her shrine was very quietly just two photographs. I got her boiler fixed. I got her boiler supplied free of charge by a major company in Belfast and fitted by my cousin. I'm sorry, that was as much as I could do.
Cutting back to the chase.
I visited a prison in Dublin, Kilmainham or Mountjoy, one of the two. I was taken around by a tour guard, and every single cell I went to was the tour guide was saying, this is where the British kept such and such before they shot him. This is where the British kept such and such before they shot him. Now, I know a wee bit about the history of Ireland, and I asked him where Mr. De Valera kept those that he shot, for he shot more, and I was asked to leave. So it depends what this thing produces. It's about money. If the money can only be got to do that, it's a matter. In Northern Ireland, if we took more care of the money we had and the way in which we spent it, we wouldn't be in half the goose we're in. The Public Accounts Committee, again, millions upon millions upon millions of pounds, inappropriately spent, unwisely spent, and nobody challenged and nobody held responsible.
Chris Whittle.
There are, dealing with the past opportunities, there are investment opportunities from the site, but it's also important to remember that there was a £200 million investment announced today as well by Belfast City Council with the support of the Northern Ireland Executive as well, which will have very practical implications for the people of Belfast also.
And John Carr?
I don't have any views on the Maze project because I don't know enough about it, but I do think that we have a story to tell. That things have happened here, the country has been transformed, there's been huge progress. I think that we have experience, we have expertise, we have a story to tell, that we need to tell it, and we need to export our experience to other places that can benefit from it.
Okay, thanks all, and that is where we're going to have to leave it. I'm very sorry if I didn't get any of you in, but we're out of time. Okay, thank you.